Well, hey, welcome back to Youth Point Downtime, where we're helping you each day use your downtime a little bit more effectively. I am so encouraged that you're here, that you're listening. I hope you've been receiving much from this time that we've been having together. I'm in an undisclosed location, and so are you. I don't know where you are, and you don't know where I am. But by God's grace, we're together. We're listening to God's Word. All of our youth group is listening and hearing. And that's an amazing thing. Somewhere around the corner, somebody else is listening to the same thing, and they're thinking the same thoughts, and God is blessing them in very much the same way. Here we are, midway. It's Friday, and we're listening to a new installment of our 10-part series. We're number 5, and today we're going to hear about Mary. And we're going to be going to Luke chapter 1, verse 38, and how God calls you to a special task. And let me tell you, right here at the beginning, God has a special task for your life. He created you in a special way. He has given you special gifts, and He wants to use you in a very special way. So I'm going to read Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Now Mary responded in a very incredible way. And tradition holds that Mary was a teenager when she found out that she was to give birth to the Son of God, to Jesus. And this means that if Mary were in our modern world, she would probably be somewhere in our youth group or in some other youth group. Now imagine for a moment that Mary was in your youth group. Here at Youth Point, you show up one Friday night, and today we'll be getting together. And she will come to you, and what if she came one day and told us all that an angel had appeared to her and told her that she had been chosen for a very special task, and that she was going to bear the Son of God. Now, most of us would think that she was crazy. Well, what if one of your friends at Youth Point came and said that he or she felt God was calling them to, let's say, Africa, or to live for 2 years and to preach the gospel in some other country, among some other tribes, indigenous or otherwise? What would you say to her or to him? The thing we learn from Mary's story is that God calls people to special tasks. And I want you to hear that today. God calls you to a very special task. And now, granted that the chances of you or I being called to bear the Son of God is slim to none, actually impossible. But the task that God calls you and me to is just as important. God designed each and every one of us for a special task that only you or I can do. Because we are unique. And each of us has been given distinct personalities and gifts that can be used to serve God. And God has a special plan for all of us. Now, Mary's experience shows us how we are to respond to God when those special tasks are put before us. We are to respond to God knowing that we are God's servants and desire to live according to God's Word. That's a simple thing, but it's a powerful thing to learn and to implement in your life. What special tasks do you think God could be calling you to do today? How can God use you in your coming out and going in and moving about and living your life? You may not be called to be the human means by which God will bring about this salvation to the world, but you could be one who reveals the God of salvation to someone who you might meet. Remember this today, and remember that in the next days, today, tomorrow, in the next, this weekend, God could use you. In fact, I'm sure He intends to use you. And that you may just see how God has called and prepared you for a very special task. And I hope you see it, and I hope you live it out. God has great wonders for your life. And I encourage you to look for them. Pray with me. God, you are amazing for coming to the earth in the form of a young child, a baby, and using a young person like Mary to do this. And we're asking you today to forgive us when we fail to recognize our full potential in the special task that you have prepared for each and every one of us. Thank you for forgiving us. And thank you in helping us to realize that we are lives who have failed, and you still offer us a chance to serve you. open our eyes so that we may see the special task before us, and so that we may truly see you at work in us and you at work in our world.